From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Here are a few of your comments on yesterday's program.
Our coverage of investment firm Bear Stearns' financial collapse prompted many of you to write, "Shareholders in the company lost billions of dollars in a government-mediated deal that allowed another financial giant, J.P. Morgan Chase, to buy Bear Stearns at a bargain basement price."
I'd like to note the logic behind the admonition that we ought to be concerned about the suffering of investors in Bear Stearns, writes Margot Pierce of Cincinnati. Why is the government preventing the bankruptcy of the company when it's doing nothing to bail out the thousands and thousands of homeowners who face personal bankruptcy or worse when they can't repay their loans? The importance of the fallout for financial markets is not lost on me, but if you don't want regulations and things get messed up, then the consequences need to be experienced.
And we got this from Albert Kennedy of Schwenksville, Pennsylvania. I listened with interest to your report on the federal government's efforts to help bail out Bear Stearns. One wonders how these actions square with the principle of a self-adjusting free market, so devoutly worshipped by President Reagan and his successors, and whether the government also plans to bail out workers who've been ruined by unscrupulous investment practices.
Thank you for your coverage, writes listener Robert McCracken, but all the hand-wringing about how markets would react seemed to gloss over the fact that Bear Stearns was an investment bank engaged in a highly risky business. The fact that the firm's collapse threatened commercial banks might indicate that we need to revisit how much we want investment and banking to commingle.
Yesterday, Michelle spoke with an officer of the California Highway Patrol about a weekend accident south of Sacramento that let loose millions of honeybees onto Highway 99. Michael Bradley said local beekeepers were called to the scene.
What did that swarm look like, and what did it sound like?
Oh, it was very loud. You can imagine what a bee sounds like, and you multiply that by about 2 million loose bees. And they got agitated several times, and they tried to use smoke to calm the bees, but they were flying around and got farther away from the colonies. They did become agitated and were stinging people.
Allison Bass of Seattle writes, "I love the humorous and lighthearted tone you brought to your reporting, but in this case I kept waiting for a question about how bee populations are already struggling due to colony collapse disorder. It wasn't even mentioned. I think it's always important to keep perspective on the seriousness of our times, but it would not have been inappropriate to glaze this comical mental picture with a reference to bee populations already at risk from an unexplained disorder."
NPR's Daniel Zwerdling brought us a Climate Connection story about scientists in Antarctica. They're looking to the larvae of fish, worms, and sea urchins for clues about the impacts of warmer seawater.
We are about to head out about several miles out over frozen ocean. About 6 feet of solid ice will be under our skidoos.
That's biologist Donald Manahan speaking to Daniel alongside his snowmobile. Matt Wendling of Avon, Ohio writes this, "The juxtaposition of a discussion about climate change set to the soundtrack of greenhouse gas spewing revved up snowmobiles during your report makes me wonder if anyone has studied the carbon footprint of academic tourism. Is a team of PhDs all racing on skidoos truly necessary to answer the question of Antarctic plankton trends? I could almost smell the exhaust."
If you have a comment on anything you hear on the program, go to npr.org, click on Contact Us at the top of the page, and then select All Things Considered.
And don't forget to tell us how to pronounce your name and where you live.